The Rasputin Dagger by Teresa Breslin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This book is for TRB.
Prologue. Russia, St. Petersburg. Sunday, the 22nd of January, 1905. Stefan. We were singing as we marched along. Hymns at first, for many people carried icons and holy pictures, images of Christ Jesus, his Blessed Mother, the apostles and martyrs. I had no use for minor saints. I'd made my own banner, where I painted a portrait of the Emperor of Russia. We called him our little father, and, as I had no father of my own, Tsar Nicholas was the face I held aloft. Workers were streaming from the factories and houses, and my mother and I merged with the main flow, heading towards the royal palace in the centre of the city. Flags were waving, and the clamour grew louder as the Tsar's imperial anthem rose into the bitterly cold air. My mother took my free hand. "Stay by me," she said. I scarcely heard her. My heart was beating to the sound of the singing and tramp of shoes on snow. We surged onwards.
"To the Winter Palace."
"What will happen when we get there?" my mother asked a tall man who was leading a section of the crowd. "The Tsar will give us tea and cake." It was a joke.